Pod People.
Hello, worsties. Welcome to the worst day of my life, where nothing bad actually happened, just a lot of internal suffering. All I'll say is ADHD meds, why you should take them in the morning and not before sleep, and certainly not before a flight.
Satan?
Yes, Joanne.
What fresh hell is this?
This is gonna be great, I promise.
Breaking news, if you are receiving this right now, it's because you're a huge bitch.
Ugh, Christ. What fresh hell is this? Ho, ho, ho. Happy holidays, worsties. This holiday season, give the gift of dadgrass, now available for everyone in the family. Dad, mom, dogs, for tokers, droppers, and poppers alike. You may have heard about dadgrass CBD joints, flower, and tinctures. It's 100% organic hemp to chill you out without getting you stoned to the bone. And now you can pop into a chill holiday season with their brand new and not to mention delicious CBD gummies. All dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over and ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Right now, dadgrass is offering listeners of What Fresh Hell Is This 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/stanzi. You can go to dadgrass.com/stanzi for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/stanzi. Hi, hello, and welcome to What Fresh Hell Is This with me, Stanzi Potenza. I feel bad right now. I know that, like, I feel like every time I record an episode, the first thing I do is, like, complain about how awful I feel all the time. But it's really real this time. And I'll explain why. I fucked around and I found out, and that's how I'm starting off today. I recently got diagnosed with ADHD, and I think that's something that I always knew that I had because I was a terrible fucking student. I recently told this story about how, while I was talking to the psychiatrist, right, you know, they ask you all these questions about, like, different habits that you have and, like, how you were in school, right? And, you know, I was a bad student. I always put things off. I was, like, always procrastinating. And I mentioned yesterday on Twitter that, like, one time in college, one of my professors was walking around and he was collecting our, like, thesis for the class. And I just didn't know that that was happening. I forgot or some shit. And so he got to me and asked me if I had my thesis, and I looked at him and I said, less is more. And that was the end of that conversation. He did give me an extension, but when my psychiatrist asked me how I did in school and, like, how my grades were, I was like, oh, like, I got, like, okay grades, but it was not because I was a good student and did my work. It was because I got along on a personal level with my teachers. I had a teacher once in middle school that was like, I just couldn't bear to give you a C, so I gave you a B, simply because they liked me. So it pays to be nice to your teachers. But that was telling my psychiatrist, like, yeah, bad student, can't get work done. Now adult, still can't get work done. And this was a second opinion, too. Like, I talked to a different psychiatrist that was like, actually, it was first TikTok diagnosed me. I was on live one day. This is the second time I've been diagnosed online before getting it, like, on paper. Someone was like, do you have ADHD? And I was like, no, I'm just, wait, why do you think I have ADHD? And now I do. So she prescribed me some medication, and this week has just been fucking crazy. My washing machine broke and then my dryer broke and then I just had a bunch of wet laundry. And normally, like, it would have been fine to just like wait around and whatever, but I'm leaving tomorrow really fucking early in the morning, like 4 a.m. to go to the airport to go to LA and be there for like 10 days. And that's a lot. And I needed clothes. So I was just like running around all day yesterday, the day before, doing a bunch of shit. I have a cat that I'm picking up. So I'm like prepping my apartment for my new cat, who's a beautiful little boy. Like, he's so cute. Doesn't look real. It's just a lot happening right at once and like around the holidays and stuff. So like, I barely even ate yesterday. So I'm like, okay, I have to like go do this. And I have an appointment at the salon because I want to get my hair done before I go to LA. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I have to take these pills, right? Take these pills at some point. So it's like fucking 10 p.m. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'll take my ADHD meds right now. And what is ADHD medication but just a little bit of meth, right? So I'm like, yeah, why not take just a little bit of meth right before bedtime? And historically, like, I've been on a lot of different like medications for epilepsy and stuff. And I took Lexapro for depression for like a few months, and then I got some fresh air and I was fine. But I don't know. Historically, like, I haven't had any immediate reaction to medications that I've taken in the past. So I was like, part of me was like, eh, maybe you should wait until the morning. And then the other part of me was like, I don't know, just take it now and see what happens. And I did. And it was like, nothing could save me. I listened to like 5 different ASMR videos. None of the ASMR YouTube girlies could save me. Nothing was working. I was just wired, tweaking. It was 5:30 and I was like, what is the fucking point? What is the point of trying to sleep right now? I have to be up in like 3 hours to get ready to record this podcast. And then I have a meeting with my agents, and then I have to like pack and go to the fucking airport like bright and early. There's just no reason why I should be trying to sleep right now. So I'm just gonna stay awake. And I did. So I've been awake for like 24 hours. That's what I'm trying to say. I've been awake 24 hours. I feel fucking crazy. I wish I had a Red Bull. I'm drinking this thing called Celsius right now, which I guess is an energy drink, but I don't know. I just needed something. I needed something to hold and drink to pretend like I'm getting energy and caffeine. But I am genuinely tweaking right now. This shit is crazy. I felt the effects of that immediately. I'll have to see what like the long-term sort of like effect is, because I don't know, like my whole world just turned upside down with the ADHD medication. But now my sleep schedule is probably all sorts of fucked up. It was anyway, but it's just like it's bad because my epilepsy is triggered by sleep deprivation, but I have sleep apnea also, and clearly like insomnia. So it's just like all types of fucked up shit. And then I'm taking, you know, this medicine, which I will now take exclusively in the morning, but all types of fucked up. So now I'm trying to think like, what do I do tomorrow? I have a lot going on when I get to LA. Like, as soon as I get off the plane, I'm going to a car show for some reason, and then a studio to take photos and videos with my friends, and then I'm getting a tattoo. So it's just like a lot happening. I really don't have a whole lot of time to sleep. So I was like, what do I do? What do I do to knock myself the fuck out? And in my brain, I'm like, oh, well, you know what? I have Benadryl. Might as well just take Benadryl, because sometimes cold medicine will just knock you the fuck out. If any of my older audience out there, and by older, I mean like 20, I don't know, 25 and up, like us, you know, did you take Dimetapp as a kid? The medicine Dimetapp? I talk about this medicine all the time, but I used to take it as a kid And it was like a children's cold medicine. It was like the holy grail of children's cold medicine because the alternative was Repitussin, which was fucking terrible. It tasted like garbage. And this was just like, it tasted like grape juice that was like not great, but it did the trick. But they recalled it because it was basically like alcohol for children. And that made a lot of sense to me as I grew up and I realized that that's what happened, why they like they pulled it. Because when I was like 9 or 10, when I couldn't sleep, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to take some Dimetapp to take the edge off. And that's why I have issues right now. But I told myself, I was like, maybe I'll take some Benadryl tonight to just knock me the fuck out. And then, you know, I'll get up when I got to get up for my flight. And because the government is basically listening into all of our thoughts because we're actually just living in a simulation, immediately I was scrolling on TikTok and I saw a video about like Benadryl and like Benadryl induced sleep paralysis. And I've never had sleep paralysis before. I can imagine that it's fucking awful. Like the closest thing I would have to that is if any of you have seizures like me, when you wake up from a seizure, which is called post-ictal, you kind of have this like panicky 10 minutes of like not being sure where you are and like not having control over like your brain. You have control over your body, unlike sleep paralysis where you like can't move. But it is this sort of like mental, like you're not quite right situation. But I was watching this video and this person was talking about having like taking too much Benadryl and seeing something called the Hat Man. And I was like, what the fuck is the Hat Man? And so I went through the hashtag and apparently some people, when they take too much Benadryl, they will have sleep paralysis and they will see this person, this sleep paralysis demon called the Hat Man. And it's just like a shadowy figure of some dude with a hat on that'll be like watching you while you're in bed, like having sleep paralysis. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why is this a like reoccurring thing for so many people? They were talking about him like he was an old acquaintance. They're like, oh yeah, the Hat Man. Yeah, we have little breakdance challenges during sleep paralysis. Someone was like, I owe the Hat Man a lot of money and I try to be really quiet during my sleep paralysis because I don't want him to like rob me. What was the other one? There were a bunch of them. They were like, oh yeah, I sat and had a conversation with this Hat Man. Huh? Like some crazy shit. That was freaky to me. So I was looking into that. And so now I'm freaking out. I'm like, if I take Benadryl tonight, am I going to see the fucking Hat Man? Like, what do I do in this situation? Do I like suffer for who knows how long? Or do I like risk seeing this like demonic evil figure? And I'm like, I'm not mentally okay enough right now to deal with the Hat Man. Worsties, we will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. When I was young, I was just a sad little emo kid who listened to sad music and cried in my bedroom about how hard life was. And I didn't have anyone to talk to about it. And something that would have come in handy back then was BetterHelp. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy. Give it a try and see if online therapy can lower your stress. And something that's really amazing is that it's affordable because mental health is so disgustingly expensive sometimes, and it's not easy to get the help that you need. Visit betterhelp.com/stanzi today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, help.com/stanzi, STANZI. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Let's get mentally stable, Worsties. Welcome back. But it did remind me as I was listening to these videos and reading up on this figure, not sleep paralysis, but like night terrors. And night terrors are not like nightmares. Some of you might have experienced them. So night terrors occur during non-REM sleep. And it's like nightmares that happen when you're like transitioning from like one stage of sleep to another. And it's usually accompanied with sleepwalking. So it looks like the person is awake and freaking out, but they're actually not conscious. And the reason I bring that up is because as I was like looking at all these like videos about like the Hat Man and like, you know, people seeing different things, they're like, oh yeah, like you might see like spiders crawling up the wall or something. I was like, that reminds me of this story from when I was a kid, right? This is a weird story. I had a night terror once in my life and it was the freakiest shit ever, okay? I was probably like 4 or 5. I remember this so vividly for like some random reason. I had just watched A Bug's Life with my family. Yes, the children's movie A Bug's Life. And A Bug's Life gave me a night terror. I woke up, and this is what I saw, right? What my family saw was a completely different story. I woke up, and there were giant caterpillars all over my bedroom. Like, giant, giant fucking caterpillars all over the fucking bedroom. I walk over to my younger sister's crib. There are fucking roaches in there. Fucking cockroaches all up in the crib. She's nowhere to be found. So I'm freaking the fuck out. I'm like, what do I do in this situation? The giant caterpillars were on me. So I'm screaming. I am losing my mind. I am traumatized. And then like, I don't even remember like how we got to like this first stage to the next stage, but all I remember was like sitting in my living room at the time and my dad was gently taking the caterpillars off of me with a piece of watermelon. I don't know. The watermelon was the only way to get the caterpillars off my body. That's what I remember. What my parents remember, what my siblings remember, was I get up out of bed and I start screaming my fucking head off, screaming about caterpillars. My mom, I don't know why this started, but like, this wasn't the first time that it's happened. Like, she's done this since. Her like go-to move, if someone's doing something crazy, is to be like, I don't know, slap them across the face. So my dad, he has my shoulders and he's trying to like wake me up. And my mom's like, eh, you could try slapping her. So my father slaps me, a like 4 or 5 year old, across the face while I think I'm being terrorized by giant bugs. And it makes things so much worse. So much worse. I don't remember him doing that, but it made the situation worse. But like, my mom, like, she's done that before. She's done it since, right? Like, the first time my family ever saw me have a seizure, she was like on her way to the train station. She was walking to this train station. One of my sisters calls her and they're like, hey, Stanzi's like slumped over in a chair right now. We don't know what to do. My mom's like, have you tried slapping her across the face. It has never worked, but it's like the go-to move. That's just a little glimpse into my childhood. Not a lot of abuse, but just like funny random moments. But I like just remembered as I was telling the story, I was like, oh yeah, she told my dad to slap me as like hard as he could across the face. That shit was crazy. I haven't had a night terror since then. Thank God, because that is devastating. That is basically, I mean, that is like what I wanted to talk about today, because I am so frazzled this whole week. It's been just like, I knew like at some point it was gonna lead up to like having one night of just like really fucking terrible sleep. But just, there's just been so much craziness in like preparation for this trip, and like the holidays are gonna be crazy too. And I did mention that, like, I mean, I think by the time that you hear this episode, because we're recording this before Thanksgiving, I will already have like my new baby cat. We're ending on a positive note. I'm so like, enough about me getting slapped across the face and taking a little bit of meth to cure my broken brain. I have the most beautiful cat that I am picking up like the day after I get back from LA. So by the time you hear this, I will probably already have the little kitty. And I am really excited to have this cat. But like, I don't know, I have to like amp myself up for like having another animal in my house, because the last time it didn't go according to plan. Which, like, if you have been listening to the podcast and you know the journey, I know that I tried to raise a cat and it didn't go according to plan. I know, but the cat is with my mom and they're happy together. He's fine. I keep getting roasted. Like, everyone in my family, they're like, oh, so he wasn't good enough for you, right? Because he was just a little porzy cat. He was just a little porzy cat from the street. He wasn't good enough for you. I'm like, no, like, he was fine. He's a great cat, right? But I was very overwhelmed when I first got to New York and I couldn't deal with it. And now I'm in like a better place. I know I just rambled on for like 20 something minutes about how I'm actually not in a good place, but like I am in an emotionally available place to have an animal in my apartment again. So I feel really good about it, but it's just like a very hectic thing trying to like film as much content as possible before this trip. And I don't want to be filming a ton when the cat is like new to the apartment and new to the environment. So I've just been trying to get so much done, but I've been seeing people's tweets and everyone's telling me to get some fucking sleep. So I'm going to try and do that tonight. And I took my little meth tablet early in the morning. Like, I took it early today, so I won't make the same mistake twice. So I'm doing good. And this is actually like the second to last episode before the first season of What Fresh Hell ends, which is really crazy. Thank you so much for like sticking around this past year and listening to me ramble about random stuff, doing crazy sketches, and like honestly probably ruining some of your mornings. But if I have to suffer through the morning with whatever it may be, ADHD medicine, sleep apnea, whatever, you have to suffer also. We're on this sinking ship together. That being said, thank you so much for listening today, and I will see you next week for our last episode of the season. What Fresh Hell Is This was written by me, Stanzi Potenza. It was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People, who make this podcast come to life. Rachel King, Matt Sav, Chris Jacobs, Brian Rivers, Carter Wogon, and Anne Fuse. Special thanks to Gabrielle Rose at Dulcedu and all of my friends and family. If you love What Fresh Hell Is This, share it with a friend. And if you really want to over-deliver, please leave a 5-star review and rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me at Stanzi Potenza on TikTok and at Stanzi Potenza everywhere else to stay up to date on everything I've got going on. Until next time, have a great week, and I will see you in hell.